بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, we look at another ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat. This time is ayah number 11. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوَ بْرَوْتْ إِمَانْ لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ. Let not a people amongst you ridicule, poke fun, and despise and look down on another people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the mu'mineen. Don't look at others because they belong to a different culture or a different race, or perhaps they speak a different language than the language you speak, or whatever it may be. But there is some disparity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't dare mock them. You are mocking decision of Allah. When you ridicule a people, you are ridiculing a decision of Allah. You ridicule the language, or the accent, or the color, or the race. Allah chose that person to be the way he is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ever ridicule anyone from amongst you, a people from amongst you. Why? عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Perhaps they are better than you. You don't know what position the next person enjoys in the sight of Allah. The Noon al-Misri, he made a beautiful comment. He says, أَخْفَ اللَّهُ ثَلَاثًا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. He says, remember one thing, that there are three things that Allah has kept hidden in another three things. أَخْفَ رِضَاهُ فِي طَاعَتِي. Allah has kept His happiness hidden in His acts of obedience. You don't know, he says, you don't know which act of obedience will earn you the happiness and the good pleasure of Allah and earn you entry into paradise. So he says, don't consider any good act as insignificant. And then he says, وَأَخْفَى غَضَبَهُ فِي مَعْصِيَتِهِ. He has kept his wrath and his anger hidden in his disobedience. You don't know which act of disobedience will incur the wrath of Allah, therefore do not consider any sin as light, as insignificant. And then the last point which ties up with our topic, he says, وَأَخْفَى أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فِي عِبَادِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept His friends hidden amongst His creation. Don't ridicule and don't despise any person, for you don't know whether that person is a friend of Allah or not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah says, don't ever mock at another community, at another people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives specific instructions to the women. Although when Allah says, oh you who believe, the women are included in there. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separately gives a separate instruction to the women. Why? Generally you find this is a common practice amongst women, where one woman speaks ill of another woman, or one woman mocks at another woman, or finds any little and small reason to put the next woman down. So Allah says, وَلَا نِسَىٰ مِن نِسَىٰ. And no woman should ridicule any other woman. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Perhaps the one she is ridiculing is better than her. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.